Hello, welcome back to Jukeboxing Round 4! I am Chris. To my right is my lovely daughter, Caitlin. You guys say hello?
Hi.
That is her. Are you all right? She has a bad case of sunburn. I can't even look at her or it hurts. So I can't, you know, we can't play tag or anything. No slapping in the back or anything. We're now, Caitlin, doing round 4, okay? Jukeboxing. Round 3 was NXS, I Need You Tonight. And you had, what, Bruno Mars? What's it called?
24K
Magic. 24K
Magic,
all right. We posted on NeoZaz, had some votes. I posted on my personal page, had some votes. And Caitlin posted on her Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, MySpace, whatever she uses, page. Right, Caitlin?
MySpace is dead.
Oh, don't tell me that. All right, here we go. Who won round three? Caitlin.
No one.
Nobody won round 3 because it was a... Go ahead.
A tie.
It was a tie. I thought you really won and kicked my ass on this one, my dear. But I was wrong. What are you drawing?
I'm just doodling.
Why are you doodling? Yet this is podcasting time. You put the pen down. It's all about talking to the mic.
No.
Talking to your father, my dear.
I hear it.
All right. I had a bunch of votes. I had Aaron. Who's that? Lindsay?
That's my friend.
Aaron and Lindsay are your friends.
Yeah.
Who's Robert?
Some guy on Facebook.
Donald, probably Donald Wicks.
Yeah.
Oh, mother voted for me for a change, not for you, Caitlin. How does it make you feel? She loves me more. Ollie, Derek, we know who that is, and Angie and Jordan. Okay, you had who'd you have, honey?
Brittany,
who's
Keely.
That? Are you friends?
Yeah. Bree.
Are they your friends?
Megan.
Friends?
Yep.
Jason's not your friend. Who's Jason?
Some Facebook guy.
That's right.
Gunner. Some Facebook guy.
Okay.
Dave Fox.
We know who that guy is.
Danielle.
I know Danny.
She's my friend.
And Ted Dasik Jr.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, I thought he's an artist. I thought he was my friend. What is he voting for you for? That ain't right. It's 9-9, so I don't know how this works in boxing. There's no tie in boxing.
No.
You know what I mean? So whatever. It is what it is. I won the first 2 rounds. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Round 3, nobody wins.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. So I don't know how we're gonna do the tiebreaker. We'll worry about that later on. All right.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? So all right. So who went first last time?
I don't know. Last time it was so long ago. I forget.
You don't make time for me. You're always doing stuff. You're going back to school. You're busy. You take an hour and a half shower. You're getting a job, I think, this week, which breaks my heart, by the way. I'm going to have a podcast of what my kids do to break my heart.
Oh, my God.
It'll be a long podcast.
No one will listen to it.
What do you mean no one will listen to it? What do you mean? A lot of parents out there will listen to it, and they'll all understand why their hearts get broken.
No, they'll say Chris Irons is a freak.
I don't know about that. Do you remember our McDonald's trip yesterday? That should be a podcast, huh?
Oh, my God.
When Chris yells at 4 teenagers.
That was funny.
More to follow. All right, anyway, this is round 4, okay? So I have to do this. Ready? Jukeboxing, round 4. Fight!
Oh, my God.
How about this? You do it one time. Just like I did it. One time.
No.
Do it. Come on. Come on. Do it, please. Come on, just go jukeboxing round 4 fight.
Jukeboxing round 4 fight.
No. You gotta do it like I do it. Jukeboxing round 4 fight!
No, I'm not doing
just,
that.
Just do that. Just say the fight part.
Fight?
No. Say fight! Like that.
No.
Higher up. Higher up. One time.
I can't.
Come on, you can. Come on.
No.
Just pretend.
Fight!
Ding, ding.
Fight?
There you go.
What are you, some kind of accent all of a sudden? All right. Okay, I think... Who went first last time? I think we might go fourth. I probably went first.
Yeah, we did go back.
All right, it's your turn, honey.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Okay. All right.
I don't really know what I'm doing.
So, I shouldn't even notice this when we sat down.
You had two weeks
to realize what we're doing.
I guess.
And my phone's used for what? Facts?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'll bring a Wikipedia on my phone for you, all right, honey? Okay. So are you? What do you think your son's gonna do? I think you can't tie Bruno Mars.
No, I don't think I'm ever gonna win.
What do you mean? You tied? That was close, honey. You have to admit. All right, what is your song, honey?
Well, I can't tell you.
All right, do you need me to get a Wikipedia for you?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
There you go. Wikipedia's up. Have at it.
Okay.
All right. Speak to the mic. Speak loud. And clear, and when you're about to say it, say, FIGHT! Okay?
No.
You have to. I'm drinking some water here. Coming to ye. What are you doing? What are you doing raising the roof? With your right hand. It's hot down here, isn't it? It's toasty.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. I can't see.
No, it's not hot.
It is hot down here. I gotta clean this basement.
Okay, this song is from 2009.
2009, you were 9.
Yeah.
Okay. A band or a solo?
Just one person.
One person, man or woman?
A girl.
Black or white?
That doesn't matter.
I have to know. Fans have to know. Is she Latina?
No.
No. Asian?
No.
Does she have no legs and one arm?
No.
No? Okay.
It was 29 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, that's the lowest one you've had yet, Caitlin.
Yeah.
29?
That's okay, though.
I mean, that's okay. What if you got a 29 on a test?
Because one time you had 64.
No, I think it was 46, I think. 46.
Okay, well.
All right, well.
No, a 29 in this case is better than a 64. Because on a test, 64 is better than 29, but not in this scenario.
Okay. Thank you for clearing it up for
me. You're welcome.
All right.
I guess I'll turn it on now.
Well, wait. Well, is that what you're actually going to tell me? No,
well,
no.
What else do you want to know? No,
did it win any Grammys? Did it win any Emmys?
Did it?
Was it, you know, one hit wonder?
Oh, here's a,
go ahead.
A fun fact.
Tell me the fun fact of this lady singer.
Okay.
Don't tell me it's Kelly Clarkson, because I will leave this room, because I'll toss in the towel. Throw in the towel! I'll do that.
Oh my god.
All right.
This song has been parodied by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, in 2009. See, I'm more of a fan of Weird Al in the 80s and 90s-ish. 2009.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that until right now.
Is it Eminem with Amish Paradise or whatever?
No.
It's not Eminem, isn't it? Okay. Is it Eminem, number one? Okay. All right.
No, I said it was a girl.
Oh, you did? All right. I'm listening. Are you playing it? I'm waiting.
Oh, wait.
Listeners are waiting to hear what your pick is.
Okay, go ahead.
After they already read what the picks were, then they listened to it to see what the...
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Are you playing it? I don't hear it yet. Right, who is this? This is, Boom, bada, ding, naga, nunga, nang, yeah. Oh, this is Miley.
Yeah.
This Party in the USA, whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the land of... Am I gonna fit in?
You were a fan of Miley since Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Do you still like her? Like, even though she's been, you know...
Well, now she's better. She's back with Liam, and she's doing good with her life.
Is that Thor's brother?
Yeah.
You loved Hannah Montana. I used to watch with you a lot.
It was good.
It was good. And then she went down this road of drugs, alcohol, and craziness. But now she's back now again, and her life's back on track, maybe.
Yes.
And then she was on the Grammys or the VMAs with Alan Thicke's son, Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Doing that Beetlejuice song, dance, whatever.
Yeah.
And her tongue hanging out. Nah. This is a good song. Is this mom's favorite Miley song?
Yeah, this is my favorite Miley song.
Alright, this is a good pick, but the song I'm thinking of that I've chosen already before I sat down, this is going to kill this. This is going to knock this girl out of the water. Because my song is a major, major 80s icon song.
That's okay.
Are you threatening? Are you threatened by my song?
No.
No?
She's doing good now. She has 7 dogs. Mom will like that.
She loves dogs.
She just donated $500,000 to Hurricane Harvey.
That's it? She's a billionaire.
Oh my god, that's a lot. That's $500,000.
Thank you. Anything else? Anything else you want to tell me about Miley? Anything like... Who was her friend on the show?
Lily.
Remember there was always a friend over? Yeah.
Emily Osment.
Haley Joel Osment's sister, I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay. She was the first one I liked a lot. Then iCarly came along, and then I liked Sam.
Yeah.
Her friend. What's the matter? Who do you like better, Sam or the girl from Hannah?
Well, I like Sam.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good choice, honey. And the video is cool. And she's good. She has talent. Everybody says that her songs always sound the same, and that southern twang. I'm not a big fan of her. Eat Your Break Your Heart, Father.
Yeah, me neither.
But that's just me. We're not here to fight about, you know, Billy Ray. It's a good choice, honey. I don't even know what other. I mean, I know some songs. The one on the ball where she swings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. This is all right. Yeah. Pardon USA, Miley Cyrus. All right, this is a good choice.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Let's try to drag it out until the song's over. All right, the song's over. Great choice. Give me your phone. That is your song. From what year was that? 2009?
2009.
Tomato, tomato. I said 2009.
20,000.
That's how I say it, all right? So I'm gonna type in my song. I know.
If it was 2009, then it would have 3 zeros.
Hey, you say what you want to say. I'll say what I want to say. All right. Every time we do a thing here, and we're talking, and my English isn't correct. you'd have to point that out.
Well, that's what I like to do.
Why do you like to tell me the flaws of your father? I don't like that.
Oh my god.
Alright, give me my phone. Alright, this my song. Let's bring it up. Why is it so big for? You made the font so big.
No, that's how it was.
No, it wasn't, honey. I don't think it was. Alright, I almost gave it away. I'm typing in. Alright, there it is. I just typed it in. Alright. This is from a 1987 album. Caitlin, all right? Yeah. I was 14 years old when this song came out. It reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. Okay?
Yeah.
It was also ranked number 2 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s. So this was number 2, all right? Do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying?
It was number 2 on the Hot 100?
Yes, Hot 100, it hit number 2. But it hit number 2 of the 100 greatest songs of the 80s. How many songs came out in the 80s? How many?
I don't know.
A lot. And this is saying that this song, your thing's locked.
You just press it.
Yeah. But don't see what a song comes up, though. Don't look.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here is my song. So it's Miley Cyrus. What's it called? Pardon USA.
Yeah.
Versus this one. Are you ready for this? If you're listening, you better turn this sucker up. Cause you are gonna rock and roll.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah!
Oh my god.
What? What do you mean, oh my god? Caitlin, listen to the drums. I told you I love drums. Do you know what the song is? Look at me. I'm drumming with one arm because the drummer has one arm. Right there is talent. Beyond belief. Caitlin. Can you drum with one arm? You can get drunk with two arms.
No.
This song.
Good for that guy.
Good for that guy. And then, like, come on, baby, come on, get it. Look at this video. Major 80s video right now. It's all hair. It's a concert. Mom loves this band. What do you mean,
I know she does.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me, all right? Released September 8th, 1987. I like just hearing the song. Wow. It reached, I already told you where it reached, number two. I don't see any kind of awards there or anything. It ranked number one in its top 300 videos of all time countdown in May 1991. Number one. Caitlin.
That's great.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Awesome. There's not that much stuff to say about it. There's nothing enough. Do you know what? This is what I'm going to look into right now. Because not more to say about the song of how great it is.
This is in that one movie.
What movie, honey?
The car wash thing, right?
The car wash?
The car wash scene? Yeah.
What? What scene?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, what? What scene?
I don't know what the movie is.
Well, there's a lot of movies that have car washes in it.
Well, they're at a car wash.
Yeah.
And this song is playing.
Look, here's a picture. His name is Rick Allen, the drummer. Look. Look. One arm.
Well, where did it go?
Well, I'm going to tell you. All right, I'm looking now. He overcame the amputation of his left arm in 1985 and continued to play with the band. Why did he lose his arm? Oh, accident and recovery. Ready? Ready? On the afternoon of December 31st, 1984, he was involved in a car accident with his girlfriend, okay? While trying to pass another vehicle at high speed, he lost control of his Corvette, which hit a dry stone wall and entered a field. He was thrown from the car because his seatbelt had been improperly fastened.
Yep, that's why you always wear a seatbelt.
I haven't worn my seatbelt in my life.
I know.
What do you mean you know?
That's not good.
Causing his left arm to be severed. So are you saying his arm was cut off? Like right at the scene?
Ooh.
Did the seatbelt cut his arm off?
I guess.
His girlfriend only suffered some bruising. Oh my god. The doctors reattached his arm, but because of the infection,
it
had to be re-amputated. So it got sliced. This is some serious shit. It got sliced off.
Did you know this?
I did not. I just knew that he just had one arm. It got cut off. They went back to the hospital like RoboCop. Trying to put it back on again, and it got infected, so they had to take it off again. He lost his same arm twice.
That Caitlin. Is really morbid.
He had doubts about continuing playing with the band, but was encouraged by the other members to continue. I think he has like two foot pedals, I think. You know who knows more about this? Pretzel Man Rich Adams. He's a huge drummer. He loves this kind of
stuff.
Shout out. Shout out for Pretzel Man. Pretzel Man Rich Adams, how you doing, buddy? We'll wait. That's good to hear. Him and a few engineers started to design a drum set to assist his drumming. He was able to play some drum rhythms with one hand and use his left leg. Ooh, typically for hi-hat pedals and common drum kits to play the snare drum. Then someone else, Jeff Rich, helped and encouraged Alan during this, and they designed an electronic kit Alan could play using on one arm. This guy's amazing. Anyway. Sugar on me. Ready? Well, how do you like that, Caitlin Ann? What do you think? Is it going to be some ancient rock and roll kick-ass band, Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar
ancient.
On Me? Well, they're ancient now. I think Mom and I saw them years later.
Is he still alive?
Probably. But you know what's funny, though? He gets half off on shirts.
That's sad.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
He only has one arm, so he gets half off. He gets half off on mittens, too, and gloves.
Oh, my God.
I wonder which hand that he was before he lost a hand.
You should look.
I think it'll tell you what hand he is and what he used to write with, his right or left.
Maybe he's ambidextrous.
Well, he has no choice now.
Yeah, really.
Are you laughing at that?
No.
All right. I don't know who raised you. All right. So that is it. Jukeboxing round 4. Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, Party in the USA, or Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me by a one-arm drummer. If Miley had one arm and she sang, then it'd be amazing.
Oh my God.
She only has two arms though.
No, because you don't need an arm to sing.
Well, you gotta hold the mic.
Well, you can put it in whatever hand.
Well, yeah, but sometimes you like to go back and forth. How about that?
Not anymore.
That's sad. Alright, so that about sums it up. I won round 1, round 2. Round 3 was a tie. We gotta find out if you want to, if you are out there listening, the tiebreakers, maybe, or maybe re-vote again. Maybe we'll come up with another number. I don't know. But please, go on Neo's Ads page and vote for my song or my daughter's song. I'll post it on my personal page, and I'll get more votes out there, hopefully, and you can post it on your Twittergrams, Instabooks, whatever they're called.
Oh, my God.
All right? So
what
that,
the heck?
What's the matter? And you're not really talking about it. Are you okay? Are you tired? Do you go back to school tomorrow again?
Well, yeah. I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed, honey? Talk to me.
I hate school.
What do you mean you hate school? You love school. You were this, what's it called? Distinguished Honor Roll?
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess.
Why do you guess?
I don't have to like it.
But you're so good at it, honey.
To be on it.
You're fantastic in everything you do.
Yeah, I just hate the people.
Well, you're not there to talk to the people. Who cares about people?
I hate it.
Trust me. People are assholes. All right?
Okay.
I can name a few off the top of my head, but I won't.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You love school. School's good, honey. You got one more year. You're a senior now. You're in charge of the school.
Yeah, good.
All right. So yeah, and then I'm depressed because you're getting a job.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Oh my God.
You have dysthymia.
Spell that. what's that mean? This diarrhea. What'd you say?
Mild depression.
I'm never depressed. Me of all people. What have you ever seen Dad depressed? Huh? Seriously, never, have you?
No, just mad at McDonald's people.
Those four teenagers, I'm telling you, that was it.
If they're listening right now?
If you're listening, step away from the vehicle. Just get away from the car. That's all I asked. All right?
Oh my God.
We'll tell the story short and sweet.
Okay.
All right.
Don't make it long.
That's what I said, short and sweet.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here's what happened. The family. The wife worked late. You know, she didn't come home and make any dinner. So, you know, we went, whatever, 4 miles up the road, McDonald's. Okay. Yeah, it's shitty food. Yeah, it's not, it's you know, it's not good for you. We know that. So don't mail.
We don't eat there all the time.
We don't. We seriously do not. There's a McDonald's in town. I couldn't tell you last time we were in that place.
Mm-mm.
Seriously. So anyway, they got good fries though. Fries are awesome. So whatever. There's four teenage girls. I would say from 10, 11 to what? 13, 14?
Yeah.
Around that area. Please jump in and assist. Whatever I'm not telling wrong, all right?
Okay.
Here's what happened. We ordered our meals. We go get our drinks. These four teenagers come in. We see them ask for cups at the front registers, okay?
Water cups.
Water cups. No, they asked for cups. And the worker said, you only can get water, okay?
Oh.
Which, they're teenagers. They're not going to just get water. So anyway, I'm getting sweet tea because I don't drink soda anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting sweet tea, and the Coke thing is right next to the sweet tea. And this one girl pushes it to drink Coke, even though I heard them say, water only. And the Coke is spraying on my hand. Right there.
It's going into your, it's soaking into
it
your
probably
skin.
Went into, yeah, so I'm trying to not drink soda, and she's pouring it on me. So anyway, so I should have known right then and there, these girls were nothing but trouble. All right? I'm a 44-year-old man, and these teenagers were nothing but trouble. Get off my lawn. Anyway, so I see him out by the car, okay? And we brought Chew Bear, we brought our little dog with us. Chew Bear likes to go for car rides, likes to lay in the back seat, sleep, snore, whatever. These four, I'm trying to be nice, these four teenagers,
yeah, be nice.
I am nice, were standing by the car, and then one of them was leaning on the car. Now, Chewy doesn't bark at people at all, usually. He hates animals. If you have a dog, he's gonna bark until he passes out.
Only if he can sense it.
Yeah, some people he growls at. Yeah, he's our neighbors. He's not a big fan of. You know what? But who is?
What am I listening?
They're not fans of our show. They're into our podcast. All right. So anyway, one of them was leaning, and I kept on saying to the family, "That girl's leaning on the car. Man, there's a Chewie's in there." I said, "Just get out the car." Until I saw, ready for this? Here's the zinger. All right. Here's what happened. There's a girl kicked one of her cups up in the air and landed on top of our car. It was Coke, and Coke eats away the paint. It was all over the whole.
Yeah, Coke eats rust.
It eats rust. You put a nut or it cleans it or whatever. You put it in your toilet and it cleans it. You know how bad soda is, all right? Took me 38 years to realize
imagine
that.
Imagine what it does to your body.
Exactly. So then it was on there. I said, that's it. I went right out to the children playground area and I screamed. I said, get the hell away from the car. And they were like, well, what do you mean? I didn't say hell. I said F-bomb. I said, get the F-bomb away from the car. Just get away from the vehicle. Well, why? I said, because you're kicking soda. It's all over the thing. I said, you're vandalizing the vehicle. What's so funny?
So funny.
And mom was there, and she was like, you know, they're all out there. I said, just step away, and they wouldn't move. I said, who did this? Oh, I did. I said, well, go clean it up. So then she went in and got a paper towel with water. It's disgusting. I said, just give me that. I clean it up. They're yelling at me. They're videotaping
they're
me.
Videoing you.
It's on Snapchat. I might be some kind of viral meme coming up in the next couple of days. I have no idea. I was just so angry at these four teenagers. I mean, it's all parenting. Right there. I put it out there. If you're a parent of one of these kids, this is your fault. And then they were like, they were yelling at me, and they're yelling at me, and I'm inside eating, and they're waving at me, and giving me the finger, and cursing, all kind of stuff. And I was calm. Am I right? Yeah. And then mom went and got the manager who had how many teeth are in a human head?
Caitlin? I don't know, like 30 something.
All right, 30 something?
I don't know, that's a guess.
I don't know, 36. I would just say 36. Why don't you know that?
I didn't you're both take people. Anatomy.
But you're like smart though.
Oh my god.
Alright, I'm just gonna guess. 36. There's 36.
I'm gonna look it up.
Alright, take your phone. Or whatever. There's 36 teeth in a human head, and this McDonald's manager had 3. Alright?
Yeah.
She was missing. Get me a total. This podcast is stopping right now.
I know, right?
I find
this
a total.
Story time.
How many total teeth in a human head? Caitlin.
Alright.
32! You're right!
Oh my
See,
god!
Don't doubt yourself! You're smart!
I'm
all right?
Genius.
Alright, 32. This woman had 29 of her teeth missing. Alright?
Yes.
She went out there and said, you know, hey, can't get them in the car. Alright? Whatever. Well, we're allowed to stay in here. My parents said I can stay in here. So then they walked away in the rain, actually. Then we were leaving and they were coming back in to like sit down and like loiter. And guess what I did? I opened the door for them, didn't say a word. They all walked in, said some shit under their breath. We were going to go to Dairy Queen or McDonald's.
Yeah.
We chose poorly.
Luke wanted Dairy Queen.
Yes, he just wants there to eat and then have ice cream.
Yeah.
That's why he's there.
We should have went there.
We should have. They have a good burger. That's a hot burger. Spicy. I'm angry again about these four kids.
Well, now everyone knows that. What they did.
Yes. So if you see them out there, and then I went out there with your phone, because I left my phone at home.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
care. I went out there with your phone, pretending that I don't even know how to turn your phone on, or it was all locked.
You did take pictures.
I did? Are they on there still?
Yeah.
Let me see them. I took photos, and they all had a fit. You can't, he's still taking pictures of me! And they like, were running away.
See?
But it's okay that, oh, yeah, there they are. But it's all from their backs.
Yeah.
You can't tell who they are.
Well, we know.
We know. So anyway, if I see you out there again.
This girl looks like she's like 10.
She's like 10 years old. Hanging around with these
hoodlums.
Hoodlum punks. That's the story of the McDonald's incident. So anyway, back to the show. Jukeboxing. Round 4. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard, or Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. Go on our page. Please vote for round 4. That's about it. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Caitlin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Wait a minute. I'd like to explain something. You know, I ain't punchy. I got what you call, like,
I don't know, a relaxed brain, but I ain't punchy, you know, it's just the way I talk here.